Let's talk some MMA.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Coming at ya! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. And we're coming at you live and unedited from the Amp Radio Studios in the main streets, Pammy, of Danville, California. I probably shouldn't give the city of this credit. I should probably say something else. Like, right? That's really scary. Dumb, right? In the Bay Area. How about that? We're coming at you live and unedited. Like Marco said, thrice in 8 days or twice in this week. Of course, we're coming at you from UFC on who the heck knows what number this is. Sure Dog says it's ESPN 8. I have ESPN 9. I also have it as UFC Fight Night 172. So who the hell knows what we are now. But we're coming at you from what is Harris versus the Ream, Overeem, or Overeem versus Harris. Will take place in the same place that so far, all three events have taken place, right? The ByStar Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville, Florida. Unfortunately, we are down one man. We are down, of course, the one and only Proteus. So we will not get the take from Proteus. He didn't email me his picks, darn it. Let's hit it, guys. We have a lot of to talk about and not a little bit of time. Let's get the host. Let's meet him. We go to the Dirty South.
Hey. How's everyone? This is like so weird doing a card 2 days after we just saw a card. Is that crazy?
That is crazy, and I think it's more to come. Hit it. Let's go to the state that should be maybe their own country. Shout out to Texas. Hit it.
Marco from Hueco Uruguay, que pasa? For the third time in a week, man, since I should ask for overtime, send me the check there. Send me thousands of thousands of things.
Hey, you can't get overtime, but you can have Overeem. How about that?
Oh, God. Let's talk to another man.
Orale.
Let's do this. Hit it. We always go from the top up and work our way down to the heavyweight division. We go, boy, we have really been into some heavyweights lately, right? And I'm not talking about Verdun. To the heavyweight division we go, Alistair the Ream, Overeem. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know if any guy, maybe Anthony Smith, that has had as many fights. Good Lord. I mean, Alistair Overeem, 45-18. Good Lord. He will fight Walt Harris, is coming back after a horrible tragedy with his daughter. So, obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with the Harris family. The Ream, an underdog at a plus 125. Walt Harris,
wow,
the favorite, at a minus 135. Shocking, right? Marco, I go to you. Will it be the Ream or will it be Walt Harris?
So, everything tells you that, technically speaking, Overeem is the better striker. He has a better ground game. He has done it all, you know, a Strikeforce champion, Dream champion, K-1 champion. And Will Harris had a puncher's chance. And in any other day, I would have picked Overeem, but my heart is going to go to Will Harris. I want him to win. You know, he's the death of his stepdaughter, the kidnap and murder of his stepdaughter was tragic. There is a special on SportsCenter, I don't know if it's online already, that you people need to watch because they did a really good job presenting the whole situation on Will Harris, and it's called Fight for Anaya. It's really, really good. I saw it last night. It's a while. I was like a little bit, like a little dirt got into my eyes. I don't know, I got a little wet, you know. But, okay, like I said, technically speaking, Overeem should win this fight, but I'm going to pull up for Harris. You can always find Overeem's chin. and eventually the way that Overeem lost is by knockout. So the habit of Chavez is going to find Overeem Shane in the second round, and he's going to knock out Overeem for a feel-good story after a whole bunch of the hell kind of stories we had this week. Okay. Chavez in the second round, KO.
So, Marco going with Walt Harris, second round TKO. I'll tell you, you're right. The Nia Blanchard story is just tragic. My heart goes out, obviously, to the Blanchard and Harris family. Well said, Marco. I haven't seen the doc the documentary that's on ESPN Plus, but I definitely will watch it. Unfortunately, I can't go your route. I have to go with Overeem just as a dad, stepdaughter or not, right? Just as a dad, knowing the tragedy, I wouldn't be able to do it. I hope Walt Harris is. So my heart wants to go to Harris. I just can't. I think it's really heavy. So I'm going with the Ream Overeem, and I'm going with the Ream via decision. Five rounds, obviously. Pam, I go to you. Will it be the Ream or will it be Walt Harris?
Okay, well, this is Walt Harris, of course, is going to be the sentimental favorite. These are some big mofos. Alistair Overeem is 6'4 with an 80-inch reach. Walt Harris is 6'5 with a 76-inch reach. Upon my research, he has KO power, but what about his other skills? He has no other skills. He has 13 KOs, zero decision wins. Boxing, that's all he has. Each time he's gone three rounds, it's been a loss. Or the last time he did was no contest. Overeem has only been five rounds one time. Both of these guys beat Alexei Oleinik in the first round. But, bless his heart, Walt Harris. I couldn't even fathom what he must have gone through. But this is a fight game. We're talking fights. I think Alistair Overeem, although, yes, he does get hit, and sometimes he tends to get sloppy, but I just think he has more skills. Kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, more experience. I just think Overeem gets it done. I'm picking him with the second round TKO.
Well, but of course our heart goes out to the Blanchard.
Oh, definitely,
There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's tough.
So here's to you guys. Boo! 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 Bottom.
I agree.
Boo!
I agree. I'll boo myself on this. Let's move on, guys. We go to the co-main event. We go. How is this the co-main event? Is beyond me. Mm-hmm. But this is the co-main event. Listen. No, I think we all want to see Claudia Gadelha. I think we all want to see it. Claudia Gadelha will take on the person that fights every weekend, right? Angela.
Yeah.
Overkill Hill. Claudia Gadelha at 17-4. And boy, at one time, boy, she even fought for the title. She was, I don't know what's happened to her since she doesn't look the same, that's for sure. And I don't mean visually. Because visually she's stunning. 31 years old, 17-4. And oh, by the way, Claudia is the favorite at a minus 210. She will take on, I think, everyone's favorite, Angela Hill, in terms of personality and everything else. But she, in my opinion, definitely not the fighter that Claudia is. Pam, I go to you. Will it be the favorite, Claudia Gadelha, at a minus 210, or will it be the underdog, Angela Overkill Hill, at a plus 190?
I don't know, man. Claudia has won six of her last 10. Her last submission win was in June of 2017, so almost 3 years ago. She is a decisionator, and I think, I don't know, man, she's not the same. It's like I think she's getting too much vitamin D, and it's distracting her. Angela Hill is on a roll. I mean, this girl's on fire. She's, you get my reference, right? She's on a 3-win streak. Granted, not high caliber fighters, but I think she's hot. I think she's on fire. And you know what? And I'm going to go for the underdog. I'm going to pick Angela Hill. Co-main is three rounds or five?
Three rounds.
3.
Okay, I'm thinking Angela. What did you say?
3, yeah.
No. Oh, anyways, I'm picking her. I'm going Angela Hill with the decision. How about that?
Wow. So Pammy going with Angela Hill via decision. I'm gonna just keep it real. I love Angie Hill, and of course, I think her grandfather was part of. Do you remember that that UFO incident that happened in New Mexico? I believe.
Yeah, his grandfather is. Betty and Bernie Hill. So they're the first two.
Yes.
They got abducted by aliens. Yep. Joe Rogan mentioned it.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Marco for remembering that. Nice. Yeah.
She got alien DNA. She's
Angela
a hybrid. She's going to take over the world.
She might be a hybrid. She's extremely funny, great personality, one heck of a Muay Thai fighter, but when she gets to the upper tier, I just don't think she could do it. I'm taking Claudia, and Pam said it. Unfortunately, Claudia is a decisionator. I'm taking Claudia via decision, and Q, of course, Careless Whisper here. I'll add that in. Marco, I go to you. Will it be Overkill Hill, or will it be Claudia Gadelha?
So Angela Hill quickly is becoming the Cerrone of females MMA because she's fighting every other weekend. And I like that. She's got a chip on her shoulder. She's getting better every single time. She's no punk on her feet. And her takedown defense has been on point. Gadelha, on the other hand, has been tanning a lot, hanging out with Brian Ortega. She doesn't fall that often, man. I think the person that's going to be more on point is going to be Angela Hill. The first round is going to go to Gadelha, but she does tend to gas out a little bit, and Angela Scarlett has been looking sharp lately. And when Gadelha starts getting frustrated because she cannot take Angela Hill down, that is when Hill is going to take over and win a split decision. So I keep picking Angela Hill on a fun, entertaining split decision. Give me the alien hybrid. I don't know. I don't got a joke for that. It's just alien shit.
You can cosplay
Angela,
an alien.
Hill.
There you go, Hill.
Cosplay. She does cosplay.
That's revealing.
Yeah, so.
Alien resisting is Shooto Hill. Angela.
So, Marco.
We come in peace, Hill.
Marco going with Angela. We come in peace, Hill. Pam going with Angela Hill. I'm going with the beautiful. Beautiful? What did I just say? Beautiful. Claudia Gadelha, simply because I'm a Claudia Gadelha fan. So let's keep it going, guys. We go to the what I think
spotlight.
Probably should have been maybe. Actually, let's do one more. Eric Anders will take on. Actually, you know what? I think this is a better fight. How about this? To the featherweight division we go. And if you squint real hard, Dan Ige, take off your glasses and squint real hard. Dan Ige's thumb, or his small photo on Sherdog, looks a lot like Matt Brown, by the way. So Dan Ige will take on Edson Barbosa. Boy, I'm a huge Edson Barbosa fan. Edson Barbosa at a minus 135 favorite. He will take on Dan Ige at a plus 125. Marco, I go to you. Will it be Edson Barbosa? Will it be Dan Ige?
So this is Edson Barbosa's debut as a featherweight. By the way, he was shredded on the way in this morning. Holy crap. Look, every time you're changing weight classes, it's because you need to fix something because your own weight class is not working out. Dan Ige is a natural featherweight, and Barbosa had to, like, kill himself to make the weight. Dan Ige is in a winning streak, Barbosa is not. I don't think this is the fix-all for Barbosa. I don't think the weight cut is going to serve him well. He's going to have a good first round, and then he's going to take over in the second and the third and win a decision. Give me Dan Ige in a decision.
So, Marco, oh, going with Dan Ige, not a big underdog, but Dan Marco going with Dan Ige via decision. Pam, I am going to go with Barbosa because I think
the odds are telling you exactly what people are saying. They're not confident on that weight cap. If this fight was happening at lightweight and Barbosa's natural weight and Dan Ige was going up, Barbosa would be like a 2 or 3 to 1 favorite. But because it's not a weight, the odds are telling the odds are telling you all that you need to hear.
Yeah, Marco makes sense. He's probably right, Pam. I'm just such a huge Edson Barbosa fan. I think he's so dangerous.
I think Marco's drinking already.
You're right. I'm not taking into account that he is going down to the featherweight. So Marco's probably right, but I'm going with Edson Barbosa. And I'm going with Edson Barbosa with one of his famous kicks. Edson Barbosa via head kick. How about that? Second round, Edson Barbosa, TKO. Pam, I go to you. Will it be your countryman, Edson Barbosa, or will it be Dan?
All right.
Don't call me the immortal Ige.
So Edson is 5-5, but, man, look who he's fought. Paul Felder, Justin Gaethje, or who he's lost to, Kevin Lee. And that was a doctor stoppage. Khabib, Tony Ferguson. So, I mean, he's pretty much fought the cream of the crop. And you know, again, that's not a bad group of people to get your ass beat by. I think, I don't know, man. I love Edson. Y'all know I love Edson. I'm same thing. I'm, hang on. I'm going to go second round TKO. I think it's going to be something to do with the body, but second round TKO for me. I think he's going to feel out Ige. How do you say his last name?
Ige.
And I think he's just going to like see what's going on in the first round, and I think the second round, I think he's going to get more comfortable and let those lovely legs of his fly.
Wow. Well, so Pam and I both going Barbosa, second round TKO. Marco, this Lone Ranger going with Dan Ige. Ige's no joke, guys, at 13-2. There's no doubt about it. Let's go into it. The spotlight fight of the night. Marco. Pam, sorry, I go to you, Pam.
Hi.
What is your spotlight fight of the night?
Yeah,
I got a cabin. Wait, I got a cabin before you get your pick. There is one fight, the Sonjo Dom versus Chito Vera fight. Sonjo Dom is having a visa problem. His visa expires tomorrow. They're trying to solve that. He may or may not fight. On deck is Uriah Faber, and they're going to fight at a casket of 150 pounds if Sonjo Dom cannot go. So is it a Sonjo Dom versus Chito Vera or Uriah Faber versus Chito Vera? We will find out tomorrow at the time of the fight. Yeah, I have this in the Luke Thomas show, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But that, just to make sure that
what time
the fight.
Does a visa expire at a certain time? Does a visa expire at a certain time?
Yeah, but at midnight tomorrow or at midnight tonight? Well, I don't know exactly.
So
he's
well, that's my spotlight right there.
But he's supposed to fight. But if he cannot fight tomorrow, Uriah Faber is going to take some spot. Yep.
Why didn't they take that into account?
Breaking news. How about that?
Marco being all. Rona Barrett. I don't know if you guys get that. Remember Rona Barrett? I don't know if y'all know who that was.
No, but I get the vitamin. But I get the vitamin D one though. Too much tanning and not enough training. I got that one.
Not that kind of vitamin D. But anyway, my spotlight fight is Chito Vera. I love Chito. I think he's amazing. I think he's very underrated, and I was actually going to – I'm picking him by – I'm picking him with the second round TKO. I think if he were to fight Uriah –
Marco just gave us the breaking news, so
Uriah,
now you have to say both. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm picking. I'm picking if he fights Uriah, he beats Uriah too. And I think if Uriah is left over, I think they should let – Uriah and Marvin Vittori fight.
That's not going to happen. Wow, breaking news via Marco.
Yeah.
Pam still sticking with her spotlight fight of the night of Marlon Chito Vera, regardless of who he fights, whether it's Young Dung Sung or, of course, Uriah Faber. Wow, I don't know. Wow, that's breaking news. By the way, shout out to Luke Thomas, not shout out to BC Brian Campbell, who has stolen my gimmick. Hashtag gimmick infringement. Marco, I go to you. What is your spotlight fight of the night?
You were talking about the immortal Matt Brown as he's fighting on this freaking card against Miguel Baeza. Oddly enough, Matt Brown is the underdog. I mean, I know he's 39. I know he doesn't fought too much. But his last two fights, he won, and he won on devastating fashion. I do not know who Miguel Baeza is, but I'm going to find out after he got into a posterized by
Matt
Brown's elbow.
Oh, I was just going to say, he's going to be introduced to some elbows tomorrow.
Oh, hell yeah. So I'm a big Matt Brown fighter, and I think he still got something left on the tank. I mean, the guy comes prepared, you know, that much. I'm going to pick Matt Brown by violent immortality, knockout on the second round.
Yay. Nice.
Marco going with, of course, the immortal Matt Brown. Boy, I'm a huge Matt Brown fan. Kind of looks like, if you ever saw that movie Smoking Aces, he kind of looks like Ryan Reynolds in Smoking Aces with that beard. I didn't know that Miguel Baez, I guess, fought at UFC Fight Night 161. That was Jan Janczyk versus Watterson. I didn't know that. He actually got the win versus Hector Aldana. So I didn't know about that. So I thought he was a promotional newcomer. How about that? Where am I going? Surprise, surprise. I'm going with Courtney Casey at 8-7, hashtag 500. She will fight the up-and-coming, or was at one point, Mara Romero Barella, hashtag shout-out to Italy. So Marvin's not alone on this one. It's your cousin Marvin.
So when Barella was hot in Italy at one point, and the commissioner there in Italy like banned her for like 100 years, man. She cannot fight anybody at all.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Why is that?
Wow.
Was Italy?
I know, but France is like that too, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't understand Italians. I'm not Italian.
Well,
I know, but
let's move on, guys.
You're good at finding out the scoop. Find a scoop out on that, Marco, and let us know.
I know.
You're a good scoop guy.
All right, let's hit it, guys, to this week in MMA we go. Amp Radio Rewind, Marco, hit it.
Boom, rewind.
Let's hit it. Boy, what a night that we saw. And I don't know about we're just jonesing for fights, and that's why we're impressed by everyone that fights, or is it the lack of the crowds? Is it the fact that we can hear the punches louder? I don't know what it is, but boy, what a night of fights. Let's go as many as we can, guys, as we have about 10 minutes left. To the light heavyweight we go. Glover Teixeira, ranked at that point number 8, defeated Anthony Lionheart Smith via TKO in the 5th round, and frankly, I think this went way too far. I think they should have stopped it. Missing teeth, broken nose, broken orbital bones. Gosh, horrible. Marco, I go to you. Glover Teixeira beats Anthony Lionheart Smith.
Okay, first of all, congrats to Glover Teixeira because he did what he was supposed to do, win the fight. Anthony was looking really good in the first and second round. Then he punched Teixeira on the eye, shot Teixeira's eye, and Teixeira done a switch and completely outclassed from that point. Anthony got super gas. The third round was a 10-8. At that fight, first of all, the referee, Herzog, fell Anthony because by the middle of the fourth round, he should have stopped the fight. And then Anthony's corner, At the end of the fourth round, should have just stopped the fight. They should have never let him go out and kept getting punished like that. I mean, he passed his teeth to her side. He's like, here are my missing teeth here. He handed it to them. At that point, the referee should have stopped the fight. Or the corner should have stopped the fight. It is a shame. This is the kind of beating that you don't come back from, man. I mean, they probably his corner and the referee ruined Anthony Smith's fight because he's not going to be the same fighter again, dude. We love the guy. He's a fan of the show. He has a career as a commentator and an analyst in the UFC. But they did him a disservice, man. I mean, good for Teixeira at 40 years old. He still got what it takes to be a contender. But, man, I was pissed off at the end of the fight. As soon as the fight was over, I turned the TV off because I couldn't stand the fact how bad they did to Anthony Smith. A quick shout-out to Chase Sherman, Vanilla Gorilla. He won his fight in impressive fashion. Welcome back to the UFC, Shane. But that's what I have to say about that.
Well said. I mean, as a Lionheart Smith fan, boy, that was tough to watch. I'm also a Glover fan. Performance of the night, by the way, guys, given to Glover Teixeira and Drew Dober. Fight of the night, Brian Kelleher versus Hunter Azzurri. Pam, I go to you. Teixeira versus Smith.
Oh, man, that was hard to watch. All I kept thinking was like, throw sand, you know, like bullshit advice like that. But you know what I was wondering? I was coming home from work and Paul and I were talking, and I'm like, is it me or do you think that the fight seemed to be, I don't know if they seemed to be more violent because you don't have the distraction of the crowd and the fighters can hear their corner. I don't know, because last week and this week, been some vicious fights. I mean, don't you think so?
Yeah, but what is it? Is it the fact that there isn't any sound, or is it the fact that we can?
I don't know. I don't know. That's
that
why I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering.
It's more impactful. I tell you that much. Because the fact that you can hit every hit, it's like being there live. You have to be close enough to the cage that you can actually hit it, hear the impact and stuff. That's what it feels like.
So, but that's what I was kind of noticing. I'm like, wow, you know, these are because I'm truth be told, I'm actually enjoying them without the crowd in there. I hate the freaking woo stuff, and that like agitates me sometimes.
Woo!
So I can't like enjoy watching the fight. Yeah, but I'm not that I don't want to be in a live fight, but I'm kind of digging it, you know. It's not bad, but that was hard to watch. Yeah, exactly. Unless you're Ric Flair, shut the hell up.
let's do this, guys. We'll go one more fight, and then I want everyone to pick a fight. Rothwell versus OSP. I thought OSP actually looked pretty good for going up in weight. I actually thought that, like always, he takes rounds off. Good on Ben Rothwell. A decision, of course. Ben Rothwell defeats OSP via split decision. Drew Dober defeats Alexander Hernandez via TKO in the second. Ricky Simone defeats Ray Borg. Boy, that was tough to watch via split decision. The Pitbull, Andre Arlovsky, defeats Philippe Lins via decision. Thiago Moises, of course, defeats Michael Johnson. Boy, via heel hook. Cesaro Eubanks defeats Sarah Morris via decision. Omar Morales defeats Gabriel Mobley Benitez. That was a good fight via decision. Brian Kelleher, boom.
Oh, the shin, man. The shin on that. That was crazy.
Right, on Hunter Azzurri. And, of course, the Vanilla Gorilla, Chase Sherman, friend to the show, defeats Isaac Villanueva via second-round TKO. Guys, let's talk about what fights you guys want to talk about. We go to you, Pammy.
I think, you know, the Anthony Smith fight, man, I think it's just when the corner has to throw in that towel, man, there can't be, well, my fighter's going out on his shield. You know, that's bullshit. You know, that's what the corner is there for. The corner is your back, and they needed to throw that towel in, or the referee should have stopped it and said, all right, we can't do this anymore. You know, so. You know, granted, he's a tough guy, and I know, it said, you know, they want to put on a good show, but, huh?
Mark Montoya, after his main coach, he's not a bad coach either. I mean, I'm surprised he didn't go so much.
But you know what? Take that as a live and learn, you know, okay. You know, hopefully there won't be a next time that happens, but if there ever is a next time, the corner needs to say, okay, you know what? We're taking care of our guy. I mean, fucking losing teeth. I mean, how bad is that when you're giving your teeth to the ref? Hey, dude, hang on to this tooth for me, please.
You know, it was tough to watch, like Marco says. And Mark Montoya is traditionally a good coach. Hopefully there isn't long-term damage. Marco, let's go to you. Is there a fight that you want to talk about?
I'm going to give a shout out. I want to really hit Chase Sherman because he did really good. I mean, he was out of the UFC. He was his combat fight at short notice. And he looked better than ever, man. He took his time.
He looked good.
He looked really good. He took his time. He was patient. He didn't rush. He didn't chase a knockout. He didn't gas himself out. I'm very happy for Chase Sherman, dude. He got a second. I mean, the guy lost his house when he was out of the UFC because I guess he couldn't afford it. He became a fireman in the process. So he's following the teeth of the ocean. You know, I guess that is the secret. So, become a fireman, you become a better fighter.
Hey, Marco, was it just like a one-fight contract or was it a multi-fight contract that he signed?
No, he's back. They gave him a multi-fight contract, so he's good to go.
Good, that's good.
So, yeah.
Nice.
He's only 31 years old, so he got a long career ahead of him. And if he keeps fighting like that, he might have a future in the heavyweight division.
Nice job for Chase. Guys, let's do the up-down report before we get out of here. So, up-down report, who goes up, who goes down? I'll go first on this one, guys. I Drew Dober, to me, guys, defeating the very cocky but talented Alexander Hernandez. I thought Hernandez, I did choose Dober, but early I thought Hernandez with the swag would take it. Boy, he was literally knocked the F out by Drew Dober. That was brutal. So my up report goes to Drew Dober. My down report, guys, goes to Mowgli. Gabriel Benitez, boy, that leg, yikes. That was super gross. I'm almost feel horrible that I put that out there via Twitter. So that's my up-down report. Pam, I go to you. Up-down report, who goes up, who goes down?
I mean, I don't want to state the obvious, so I'm going to go somewhere else. Ovince St. Preux goes down. I mean, this guy is like Ryan Hall 2.0.
You're Ryan Hall.
It's hard to. I would say, you know what? I would say Chase Sherman. Because, I mean, he goes up. I thought that he fought really smart. He fought really well. He looked, bigger, but he looked like super toned and just more focused. So I think Chase Sherman goes up and OSP goes down.
Wow. Marco, I go to you. Up, down report. Who goes up? Who goes down?
My down report is for Alexander Hernandez. We was so high. Pick him to win. He let me down. Looked good in the first round, but then Drew Dober figured him out, and after that, it was all over. He needs to rethink the way he's doing things and stuff. And my up report, I got to go sentimental. Andrei Arlovski. Back on the winning ways. Mm-hmm. Some of these been fighting for 20 freaking years, and he still finds a way to win. He forced the other guy to fight his fight, and I was so happy for that, right? I've been a big fan of the Pitbull for years, and I'm happy to see him on a winning track again. So I'm going to lose him on my report.
What a good guy, too. All right, guys, as we're getting out of here, Pam, let's go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a shout-out of the week? Do you have a Twitter follow? And, of course, you know me. I don't watch 90 Day Fiancé. You could forget about that.
Oh, you're such a liar. Oh, my God. You know what? Again, let's go with a friend of the show. Let's give a shout-out to Chase Sherman. I mean, he did he's fun. You know, fun guy, fun Twitter. He was just fun. Glad he's back. Best of luck. Jay Sherman.
And anything, do you have something that you've been watching, listening, anything?
You know, I have been still crazy making masks. Oh, my gosh. And yesterday I did 3 bird rescues.
Shout out to the emus. So on this one, I want to give 2 shout outs. Of course, the mask that I wear on a daily basis is provided by Pam. So shout out
to
Pam. We follow her at Pandora Box XXX. Great job, Pam. I love my mask. Several.
Where is my mask?
My Twitter follow.
Well, message me.
I will.
And that's how we order, right, Pam? We message you via
DM. Yeah, message you, DM me, give me a shout out on Twitter, whatever, and I will get to you. Up to date, I've made about 375 of them.
Wow, shout out to Pam. And of course, my Twitter follow of the week is at Claudia Gadelha _ on Twitter. Claudia Gadelha in the IG, the Instagram. So we follow her at Claudia Gadelha. Marco, close the show.
So, an invention of this show on the Travel Channel that became the Paranormal Channel, because all the shows, paranormal shows now, ghost adventures, and all sort of crap. I mean, you gotta get your kick of paranormal stuff, get to the Travel Channel. But I've been getting a kick out of paranormal corrupt tape. People send their videos that they've been posted on the internet or whatever of ghosts, UFOs, the Bigfoot, whatever. It freaks you out. It's a good scare. Entertaining. You have short stuff.
Is it scary?
Your mind out of the waters of the war and just what's up, it's really. Paranormal Cut of Tape on the Travel Channel. Four part of Pandora Falls. Follow me on the Marco. Follow me. I am the Antonio. Follow Producer Antonio. So, we miss you, Antonio. I am.
Tony and I won, technically.
Okay. So what? We've got an easy guys, catchy guys, probably before the May 30th fight, if there is fight. Catch you guys next time. Enjoy the fights.
And like that.
Bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.